Father. Thank you so much for all the gifts that you've given us. And as we come to think about giving now, please soften our hearts. May we be receptive to your voice. Help me to explain your word faithfully. And may you change us through your word. Amen. Right. So I wonder how rich would you consider yourself to be? Most people I speak to seem to think of themselves as not being particularly well off, not living too lavish a lifestyle, at least not as much as those people over there. But the global statistics paint a slightly different picture. If you earn £5,500 a year, that's just over £100 a week, then apparently you're in the top 20% of global earners worldwide. Earning £11,000 a year puts you in the top 10% of global earners. £18,000 puts you in the top 2.5%. And to make it into the top 1% of global earners, you need to be earning £25,500. And that figure actually is pretty much the median average income for full-time workers in the UK last year. Lots of us will be earning much more. Despite how we'd like to see ourselves, I think that for the majority of us, there is no doubt that we are very wealthy. So we're continuing our generosity series for the start of this year. And this week, we're looking at the generosity of giving. Now, this may seem like an uncomfortable or a very personal topic to be speaking about, especially for the reserved British amongst us. But it's an important part of the Christian life, so I think it's worth thinking about. When Jesus talks about giving in his Sermon on the Mount, he doesn't say, if you give, but he says, when you give. Just as he says, when you pray, when you fast. Jesus clearly expects that his followers will give. It's an important part of following him, just as praying and fasting is. And the giving that I'd like us to think about this week is specifically giving to support God's work. Giving which promotes gospel ministry. And I'm aware that giving isn't just about money. As Christians, we can give our time, our energy, and other gifts that we have to serve God's kingdom, just as we've sung. But this morning, I'm going to focus on giving money for gospel ministry, since that is an important part of our giving. And it's what the passages that we had read are talking about. So let's jump in. Over the next few minutes, I'm going to think about why we might give, how, and the results of our giving. So please do turn back with me to 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9, pages 1162. And 1163 in the Pew Bibles. Now, firstly, why should we give? Well, firstly, because God has been immensely generous to us. That you have your house, your car, all the money that's in a bank under your name. All your possessions. Phones, tablets, beds, sofas, clothes. All of those things have been generously given to you by God. And what's more, God gives us the most valuable thing he has. His son Jesus. Read verse 9 with me. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Jesus gave up the wealth and riches of being one with God in heaven and came down to earth as a man to die on the cross, so that we who trust in him could have access to those eternal riches. What amazing generosity! And so, if you would call yourself a Christian, if you've accepted and trusted that Jesus did this for you, then this is the greatest reason to give your money to support the kingdom. Because God has been immensely generous to us. My prayer for us this morning, as we reflect on how much God has given us, is that we're so filled with gratitude that we just want to give our money to support God's work. But Paul gives us a few other reasons to give in this passage. We should give because it is a privilege to be part of God's work. Look down at verse 4. Paul says, entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the Lord's people. So Paul's talking about the Macedonian churches and their desire to give, because they saw it as a privilege to be part of God's work. You see, as we give to support Christian ministries, we become part of that ministry, and we are united with our fellow brothers and sisters who are serving in that way. So, for example, as we as a church family give to support the work of Balsam or Sendakau or Moldova, we become part of that work which is helping and supporting the needy and vulnerable. And we're united with those involved. That's an amazing privilege. And lastly, from this little bit, we should give because God has given us the gift of giving by giving us the money to give. Read verse 7 with me. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we've kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Here, Paul describes giving as a grace of God, a spiritual gift. And he compares it with other spiritual gifts: faith, speech, knowledge, earnestness, and love. Neil mentioned last week about the spiritual gift of hospitality perhaps being neglected. And I wonder if that's the case with giving as well. Maybe we don't see it as a spiritual activity. But it is. And it's a grace that God's given to us because he's given us the money to give. So those are my whys. Because God has been immensely generous to us. Because because it's a privilege to share in God's work, and because he's given us the gift of giving. But how should we give? Well, look down at 2 Corinthians 9, it's the other side, and I'm just pulling out a few points from there. Firstly, we should give generously. Let's read verse 6 together. Whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Paul uses a harvest analogy to explain what he's talking about. And he's not saying that if you give lots of money to support Christian work, then you'll be given loads of cash and cars in return. No. But instead, giving your money to support the kingdom of God will enlarge and grow the kingdom of God, not your own personal bank balance. Giving generously to Christian ministry will result in a generous harvest. More people coming to know, love, and glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. Next, we should give in a considered manner. Verse 7. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give. We should, I think, be carefully considering our finances and coming to a settled decision on what to give, rather than just checking our pockets each Sunday to see what happens to be there whenever we have an offering or collection. I've been greatly challenged by the approach of John Wesley to giving, which I first heard about at university. Whilst he was at Oxford, he came to the realization one day that he'd been spending his money in a frivolous manner and that something needed to change. He then figured out how much he needed to live on. That year, his earnings were £30, and he worked out he needed £28 to live on, so he gave away £2. The next year, his income increased to £60, but he still needed £28 to live on, so he gave away the remaining £32. As his earnings increased year by year, he still kept that £28 he decided that he needed to live on and gave the rest away. That's amazingly generous, but considered giving. Carrying on in verse 7, we should be giving cheerfully, not reluctantly or under compulsion. Please don't go away from this talk or from the treasurer's report at the AGM thinking,